The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
How was the new Jeopardy, Todd? That was obviously Wheel of Fortune, but how was the new Jeopardy yesterday, Todd?
I didn't see it.
Ah, yeah, missed the first one back.
I got it on the DVR.
All right.
And they're kind of evergreen. You know,
unless somebody blows it for you.
6 months from now.
Spoiler alert.
I can look at that.
All right.
And it's going to be the same.
Spoiler
Jeopardy
alert.
Jeopardy is not time sensitive.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. It is if you're Alex Trebek.
True.
Sorry. Thanks for enjoying that.
Oh, I laughed. I don't know if I enjoyed it. There's a difference.
What's up, Craig?
Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Well, first of all, it's Nick Allen's birthday.
Yeah, and he shares a birthday with Andre the Giant.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
An actual birthday, right?
Yeah, an actual birthday.
Happy birthday!
Of course, that's Michelle Bachmann, so.
No, the anniversary of the death.
Oh, okay.
Is the Michelle Bachmann. I don't have any of those.
Okay.
Well, I do, but not one I'm going to mention.
Right.
It's also Kevin Garnett's birthday.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite Onion headlines ever. Is, Kevin Garnett out 6 to 8 weeks with pounded chest.
He did Garnett's like to older? Do that, yeah.
Who's taller?
Garnett.
Or Nick.
Or Andre the Giant?
Or Andre the Giant.
Oh, I thought
Kevin
you meant
Garnett.
Nick. Ooh.
Or Andre the Giant.
Garnett was 6'9", wasn't he?
I think he was closer to 7 foot.
6'10"?
I think he might have been 6'11".
Garnett's taller.
Yeah, Garnett's got Andre taller. The Giant was a giant.
He was. Good point.
But I don't think he was.
He actually had giantism. He did. Yeah.
Was he a 7-footer?
Yeah, he wore big boots in the ring. But, man, this is tough.
It is.
You know, if we're picking a guy that's not called a giant over a giant, and if we lose, we're going to go, duh.
I'm going Andre the Giant.
I'm going to pick the Giant, too.
Okay, I'll stick with Garnett.
No, I'm saying Garnett.
He's mighty tall.
I think Garnett's 6'11", wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he was
close
right.
to 7.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Garnett's
6'11".
Andre Giant's taller, I'm pretty sure now. I'm wrong. I'll take the loss, but go ahead.
Andre the Giant checks in at 7'4".
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Man, we got
our
ass kicked.
I wasn't even close.
Got our ass kicked.
Andre, indeed, a giant.
But once again... I blame me.
I blame Tyler,
too. I bet against the giant.
Yeah, I blame Tyler, too.
I bet against the giant.
The guy.
Dumbass. Yeah. I'm a dumbass.
He's called the giant.
Yeah. He is called the giant.
Checking in at about, I'm going to guess 5'4", 5'5". How tall are you, Kathleen? Kathleen Dunbar.
5'2".
Joining us.
She's 5'2".
5'2". 5'2", okay.
Yeah. You're a spinner.
But you know, I always have heels on, always.
Okay, got it. All right. So how was dinner? You went out to Vegas to dinner, right?
Yes, we did for the first time in, what, 2 months?
So. Now, where was the restaurant? On the Strip or off the Strip?
Off the Strip. Okay. Nothing on the Strip.
It's open still. Okay.
Is, there are places that are on the Strip, but if they're in a casino, you can't get in. If you have to go through the casino, they can't open.
Okay.
Okay.
So what was dinner like?
Some restaurants do have a walk-in off the street. You know, you can come in, and I guess those are going to open. But anyway, we went off the Strip, West Tropicana, right next door to the Orleans Casino, a bar called McMullen's Pub.
Okay.
An Irish pub.
All right.
We've been going there for years, one of our favorite places. It was great. We went in there. We weren't wearing masks. I'm not going to wear a mask if I'm going to go to dinner. It's just stupid.
because you're gonna haters. Because you got to eat, right?
Yeah, okay. You got to take it off eventually.
I mean, what am I going to cut a hole in the mask? I mean, the whole thing is. But we went with another couple, a comic friend and his girlfriend and us. And anyway, we waitress had masks and gloves. We sat us in a booth. The one thing that was kind of neat, because they don't want anybody touching the menus, it had a card on the table with a, you know, you scan it with your phone.
Yeah.
And then the menu pops up on your phone.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. They're like really high tech. I was like, holy cow, why can't they get this kind of high tech, fast working technology in the unemployment system?
But you were in a pub. So what did you order? Cheese sticks or what?
Yeah, get some cabbage. Nice head of cabbage.
I had a cabbage.
Well, we had a couple of Guinness, right? And I had some kind of an Irish red beer.
Was anybody sitting in the booth next to you?
I don't know, because the booth is like it's like a cave. It's completely closed off.
Got it. All right. All right.
There were tables maybe 10 feet away from us that people were sitting at.
All right.
But they were pretty, you know, they were definitely spacing people out.
Yeah. How about when you had to go to the bathroom? Did you have to walk past people's tables going to the bathroom, obviously?
I piss in a parking lot.
There you go.
Good idea.
They're going to have to start allowing that. I think they're going to have to start allowing you pee outside around back. They're going to start allowing that.
And the place to start that is Vegas.
Yeah.
They should spearhead that.
I tell you what's still going on is we're driving up to this place. It's kind of real close to this Home Depot, and then there's like a 7-Eleven and a little tiny, tiny strip mall of a couple of stores. I think there's a Verizon. It's almost like this back alley between these little strip stores of the 7-Eleven and the Home Depot parking lot. And every time I've gone there, there they are, still working. Anybody want to take a shot?
Hookers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, good for them.
Yeah. Oh, so streetwalkers are still out behind the Verizon store near the Tropicana. Good to know. Why? You said every time I go by there, like you keep checking on the hookers. I'm going to go by.
Well, it's kind of funny because during the day you have the day laborers looking for work, and then at night you got the night laborers
looking for work.
I guarantee the hookers piss in the parking lot too, I bet.
Probably.
Yeah, they're probably good. Now, what is the story, Kathy Dunbar, with us? She's
is that
in
where
Vegas.
The streetwalkers work in non-pandemic times? I didn't know where the streetwalkers hung out in Vegas.
Oh, what? What?
He knew. Well, we always know the high.
And it is illegal in Clark County. People think it's legal here. No, it's not.
No,
it's completely
not.
Illegal in
right.
Clark County.
Especially streetwalkers. What's the story on the casinos? Anybody opened one up yet?
No. There are rumors, you know, we're waiting on our governor. We're waiting on our governor, and there are rumors that some casinos want to open May 26th, which is coming right around the corner. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Without giving any sources, some said July that I've talked to that have comedy clubs in them. They said, we're told July.
So you think you might be on stage sometime in July, hopefully?
I hope. I mean, as of right now, I might have a gig in Arizona June 5th.
Yeah, we're talking
Arizona's
about that. We don't
wide open.
Brad, a couple comedian friends of ours are playing certain places.
Dave Landau is playing Fort Myers. I think that's this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And Brad Williams is playing.
Don't you love him?
Salt Lake City.
I love him.
And there was somebody else. I think Landau's somewhere else, too, either in Missouri or Arizona, coming up, too. I forgot. Are you going to feel comfortable? Get up on stage there with 30 people in the crowd?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've I've been a germaphobe for years.
Right, you mentioned that.
You know, shaking hands and people wanting to hug you and touch you. That's always been a fear of mine because, you know, you end up getting the flu or you end up getting a cold from somebody.
Of course you
and
do.
And now you're shot down for a week or so. So I'm always using the hand sanitizer. I'm always washing my hands. I try to, you know, distance. I mean, I'm one of those, when I go to a slot machine, I pull out my little Clorox wipes and I wipe down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nut job when it comes to that. So I'm kind of...
You're wiping down your slot.
Right.
And a video poker addict.
Oh, you like video poker,
yeah,
too?
Oh, yeah. She's totally addicted to that. Yeah,
I have a machine in my house.
Oh, that's, I know. You mentioned that last time we talked to you.
Just to get better? All right.
Just to practice.
So how many standalone restaurants are open in the Vegas area then, obviously?
Yes, right. Yes. Now, they're talking about opening up the ones in the casinos, but, you know, there has to be an opening. They have two things they have to have. You have to have access to the restaurant without going through the casino, right. And they have to have their own bathroom. And a lot of the casino
they don't. Yeah, don't right. You leave that. Yeah, yeah. You leave that restaurant. You have to go outside. I always hated that.
It's a commons area.
Yeah, they want you out of there. That's why they want you to go out there and play.
Why again? Piss in the parking lot. I mean,
and then wipe down
I
your slot.
Yeah.
Are all the golf piss courses in the open in Vegas?
Oh, we're golfing today.
Okay. Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We're golfing today. I'm golfing tomorrow also. I'm golfing today with Aaron and tomorrow with a magician friend of mine. So, I need to be outside. I need to have the fresh air. It's the safest thing to do. You're 400 yards away from anybody else.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, the way you hit the ball. Yeah. I've actually never played with Kathleen.
No one's ever found the coronavirus in the rough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Well, you'll find out. Yeah. Well, stay safe, Kathleen. Thanks for the update. And listen, as we slowly get open up, Vegas is, people want to go to Vegas. I mean, they got the Raiders playing there this fall, and that'll be weird though. They get the Raiders coming to town and no fans.
Yeah, yeah.
In that stadium.
This brand new arena.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Which is just magnificent. Yeah. It's just spectacular, and nobody can go in there. So we'll see. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful we will get back to normal. We will get, I don't know how long it'll take, but we will get back to normal. And, you know, my city will survive and we will shine and party again. But hey, I will keep you guys posted on all the other changes coming up. By the way, if you ever come to Vegas, go to McMullen's Pub. They have what's called Irish nachos. Which is they have homemade potato chips with all the cheese and the beef.
Oh,
and
that sounds incredible, coffee. Man. And how close is that to the hookers?
Yeah, I want to go to the alley behind Home Depot.
So it's like a twofer.
Okay.
And we can pee in the parking lot.
You excellent. Just show them your ticket stub.
Bring your coupon.
Thanks, Kathleen. Right. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Stay safe, guys. Right.
Take care.
She's such a cool lady. Wisconsin girl.
It's got to be weird golfing with a magician.
Yeah, he cheats.
You trust him?
No, I don't trust. I was thinking the same thing, too. Talk about sleight of hand. Where's your ball? Mm. It's here.
Oh, it's in the
wouldn't
hole.
You? I wonder where it is.
I was thinking, Susie said if they're going to, golfer's going to totally cheat you at a golf course. Where'd that go? I don't know. It's right here.
It's behind your ear.
Very nice. The hookers are still walking.
He's got doves flying out of his golf bag.
Damn it, get back in there.
Scarves.
Yeah.
They
always pack a lot of scarves.
Right. He goes to pull the ball out of the cup. There's just like dozens of balls. Where did these come from?
I think he'd be at the second hole, I'm saying we're done. I don't want to hang out with you. You're a magician. Where did these come from?
I'm going to make myself disappear.
Right.
And my wedge is going to disappear up your ass
there
in
you
about
go.
Two more holes.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 1997. You might remember where you were when NBC sportscaster Marv Albert was indicted for biting a woman as many as 15 times during a sexual romp.
Wasn't it consensual?
In Arlington, Virginia.
She had to sue him, though, to get busted, so I guess she really wasn't consensual. She said it wasn't, right?
The biting, I think, was not the consensual part.
The first or the third bite?
I think the 15th.
Okay.
just that's a lot of bites.
That's a lot of bites.
I really don't know. I don't remember the story on this.
He was a freak, and he wore women's underwear, well, too. Yeah, nobody cared.
I remember a vague story from the time, but right. I don't remember how much is actually true.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
And what I made up in my head and what was made up for me.
What I remember is him walking into the courtroom with his girlfriend at the time. I'm thinking, how'd she...
Was that his wife or his girlfriend?
Yeah, somebody was with when he was caught biting the other chick. But she obviously knew he was a freak, too, anyway.
It wasn't the first time, I don't think.
He showed up in a trench coat, and he had women's lingerie on underneath.
As you do.
Is that Marv Albert?
You don't want men's lingerie on, I can tell you that.
Good point.
Accentuating the dong.
Yeah, once again, it was like, he's done. You know, like 2 years later, Madison Square Garden Network had him back on, and then he's back on national
TV. It took him a while, though.
It did. I mean, but everybody thought he was done forever.
We didn't care.
I never cared.
We didn't care.
Yes.
And we kind of missed him because he was on everything at the time.
And now I see him.
He's back out.
Let me tell you about this guy to the younger people.
But he did go away for a while.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
A little bit.
He did.
Yeah. Well, if he's into biting, the wife might have wanted him to find somebody else.
Yeah,
you're not biting me.
You can bang me,
go
but you're
going to
bite her.
Somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, originally pleaded not guilty after being accused by a longtime lover of throwing her on a bed, repeatedly biting her on the back, and forcing her to perform.
Yes, a little rough.
And also became enraged because she failed to procure another man for them to...
He was a cuckold guy, I think. I don't think he was gay. I think he was a cuckold.
He wanted to watch.
I don't know.
Or did he want a threesome?
He wants me to pull his wig off.
Yeah, maybe he was just a bit of a voyeur.
Don't know. I don't care. Whatever sexual thing he's into, man.
And apparently she escaped his clutches by ripping off his toupee.
Did they really? Okay, there you go.
That's how you
it distracted him enough.
Superpowers.
Well, he's not going to chase you then.
It distracted him enough that she got away.
Right. He's Samson without his toupee?
Well, he didn't want to be caught without it, so he couldn't chase her. Hey, was that a bald Marv Albert walking past?
Wearing a in panties and a garter belt.
Wearing a teddy? That sounds like a sex act, Doug. Give her the bald Marv Albert last night.
Oh. Which apparently is just the Marv Albert.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, NBC just sat him down for a season, it looks like.
That was it? Man, that's crazy.
97, 98.
Good for them.
It had to be an awkward meeting. Yeah. It's like, Marv. Huh?
He's really good.
He's okay.
Okay.
He's still out there. Isn't he on TNT now?
Yeah. We can put up here with the biting. He's like 78, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got to be getting up there.
Yeah. Forbes magazine estimates that the NFL could lose more than $5.5 billion in revenue without spectators. From everything from tickets, concessions, sponsors, parking, and team stores.
You know what they can't do? And I'll tell you who won't play with a pay cut will be the NFL players. And they shouldn't because they're going to play a full season.
Well, if they're playing a full season, there's no reason.
I know, but they're going to say, we can't afford it with no fans. Well, then we can't afford to play.
Well, they've got a collective bargaining agreement.
Does baseball.
It's already in
and
place.
And baseball's talking about waiving that.
But that's if they play a shortened season.
Right.
Then you're changing the parameters.
So using numbers from the 2018 season, the team that would lose the most money,
Cowboys.
Yeah.
So
biggest, I'm good with that. I'm fine with that.
Biggest good. I guarantee you, opening up that stadium costs more than any other stadium in the world. You know, that to run that stadium.
Well, they would lose the most money,
right?
And then the Patriots. So and then the Giants. And then the Texans and the Jets.
All big markets.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Huge markets.
I wonder if they'll charge more once people are allowed back in to try to make up for some of that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. Concert halls and comedy clubs might have to do. Increase the price of the tickets since there will be fewer people in the venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
well, either that or
make you nervous and pay more.
Well, when it comes to concerts, bands might just have to lower their price.
That too.
Not for fewer people showing up.
No, they're not.
But I mean, concert ticket prices are already high.
Yeah.
For most of
yeah.
these arena shows that you go
they
to.
Are.
You and they're gonna you think people are still gonna show up if they double that?
Well, the arena is going to cost the same, at least. They're not going to drop the price of the arena.
Well, the bands ain't making any money off record sales anymore, so they're going
right.
to say they're
yeah.
just not going to tour.
They're going to have to figure something out, though,
yeah,
because
right.
that's where the money is.
But
is
now,
that
you're
right.
right
now is the tour.
A little bit of both, right.
Yeah.
So
I'm,
maybe the streaming costs are going to have to start going up.
Right.
And, other, you know, any number of things.
That's what I'm saying. The bands might have to bring their price down a little bit to make sure that they can still get a crowd.
But they got
to
make it up somehow.
They, yeah. could do, they could do
yeah,
two shows.
Yeah, the arenas still have to make their money. They're not going to say, ah, you know what? We could have done with half the money this whole time.
That's right.
yeah, that's right.
They're not going to do that. The arenas right. are still going to have to charge you the same amount.
Well, the bands can raise prices on merch. That stuff's pretty affordable right now.
No.
but these stadium bands.
Like that Kiss bandana.
Yeah.
But these stadium,
right.
but these stadium
I think
bands.
That's still a good deal.
They're not going to go into a stadium and say, well, okay, we'll come in and you can only put 15,000 in here to make it safe. They're not going to do that. They're going to play.
What are they going to do?
They're not going to play that. I mean, first of all, bands I'm talking about are the Stones and Guns N' Roses. They don't need the money, so they're not going to tour 20,000
yeah,
people.
Yeah, since they don't need the money, they're not going to drop their price.
No.
But
they
you're
just
going
make it
to an
night?
Arena.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are going to an arena and there is proper social distancing, you're going to have a third of the,
right,
maybe a
it.
Third, and then the arena still costs the same. That third
right.
of the people are going to have to pony up that money.
Right. Beers will be $20 as opposed to 12.
And you're grateful that you can go out and get one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking about tickets that I bought this spring for arena rock shows
oh, yeah,
that were already in the $100 to $125
yeah,
range.
Nobody's going out. Right.
And if you're going to take two-thirds of the people away and make that ticket closer to $175 or $200, people are going to think twice.
Is it the arena that sets the ticket price? Does the band have any say in that?
Well sometimes the arena brings in the artist. Sometimes a promoter, for instance, rents the arena out.
Okay.
Right.
But
just
the
depends
band, on what's up.
But the band has a guaranteed number that helps to
right.
set ticket price.
I saw they're starting to postpone those Crew Poison dates.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
they had
that took
to.
Shocker.
A while. They had to. Yeah.
Couldn't they just do a two-night stand? Like, if you're playing for a fraction of the people in a city
you
that you would be
stay
normally,
right
just
there. Stay there and
do two shows.
That's right.
That way you can accommodate everybody.
But then your costs go up for... You know, the arena, the roadies, the crew,
listen,
everything.
Everybody's screwed.
People are going to have to make concessions
well,
all around.
Right. It's going to have to be, and I am already tired of this phrase, it's going to have to be a new normal.
Right. Yeah. It's also have to be a band I really want to see or I don't care. I'm not going to go.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who appreciate live music more than you do now.
Well, I do.
You did when you were a kid.
That's true. I like live music, but the fact is, sometimes I would still just go, oh, yeah, sure, I'll go. That's something to do. Now I'm not going to say that.
Right.
Because it's got to be somebody I like.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I saw the Bare Naked Ladies a couple years ago. I wouldn't be showing up to see them now.
NFL teams permitted to open facilities today.
There we go.
Oh, Dunbar sent us a note here, too. She forgot to tell us. The Hookers.
Yep.
By the Home Depot. Earl for $50. And 200 if you want to shake their hand.
Well, wear a condom on your fingers or something.
A glove will do.
A glove will do. I'm sorry, yeah. Condom on your fingers would be
stupid. Those are finger condoms. Gloves.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.